Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is Boomer time, and Boomer Esiason is brought to you this morning by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in the sexual health of men, and he joins us on the Harbor One hotline this morning. Hey, Boomer.
Well, yeah. Hey, Greg. Good morning, man. I guess you guys are probably pretty happy that TB12 is going back to the Super Bowl for the 10th time, huh?
I said in my lead this morning, I'm not a big conspiracy guy, but it seems to me that the NFL has this game exactly the way they would have wanted it back in September.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, we at CBS seem to be pretty happy about this. Everybody's kind of giddy over the fact that it's Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady. I got to tell you, I mean, any one of the combinations, as I told you last week, would have been great. But I guess if you had to pick the combination that you'd want in the Super Bowl, it would be these two quarterbacks and these two teams. And, you know, I just think it's amazing what Tom's done. You know, I didn't think that their story was going to be written until we got to the playoffs. And the fact that he made it to the Super Bowl with Bruce Arians, who, by the way, this is his first head coaching job in a Super Bowl, just goes to show you just how important the quarterback really is.
Guy up here, Dan Shaughnessy, wrote over the weekend that Tom Brady reaching the Super Bowl is worse than Spygate for Bill Belichick. Do you agree or disagree?
Those guys get right to they get paid to write things like this, so we all can discuss them. I don't think it diminishes Bill in any way, shape, or form. In my eyes, I mean, Tom Brady went to a great team, and when you see that team on the field and you see all the plays that they're making, especially on the defense really came together for them late in the year. You realize that he picked the right team. I mean, I figured the only other team that maybe he would have gone to would have been Indianapolis, and maybe Indianapolis would be in the Super Bowl, but then they would have had to get over Kansas City, which would have been a much tougher situation for Tom and any team in the AFC. So he picked the right team, he picked the right coach, and I think all those players are showing themselves. I think the coach has been great for Tom, and certainly Tom, despite some really ugly interceptions yesterday, caught a break, because I think when Green Bay wakes up this morning and they go back and look at this game tape, they're going to be sick to their stomach.
Yeah. Well, I want to get to that in a minute, but I also want to ask about something else that was said over the weekend, which is that Rex Ryan said players did not go to New England to play for Bill Belichick. They went to play with Tom Brady.
Well, another guy who gets paid to give a hot take of opinion on things. And I wonder about how many of the guys that opted out before the season opted out because they knew Brady wasn't going to be there.
Yeah.
And there are eight of those guys that opted out. Just goes to show you how the players view the quarterback as well. And again, I use the example of how Peyton Manning went to Denver, got them to a Super Bowl. They lost that first one, and then they got back to Super Bowl 50, and they won that one when he was about, 25% of what he had been as a player because of his neck surgeries and all of that stuff. So Tom Brady is kind of following that path and showing a organization and a group of men and teammates how to win and what it takes to win in the NFL. So I don't know if it really diminishes Bill Belichick in any way. I guess it does in some respects, that it is about the quarterback, especially if you have a quarterback that is as dedicated to his craft as Tom has been.
All right, back to conspiracy theories. Speaking of Green Bay, are you okay with that call being made that late in that game?
I am, because it's very obvious that King, who was the defensive back who got burned at the end of the first half and also got burned by Mike Evans on the first touchdown against Tampa Bay, really had a rough day. Really, really rough day. And I think his coach, Matt LaFleur, had a rough day late in the game. Most of us felt like when it was fourth and whatever it was, six or seven, under, you know, just outside of 2 minutes late in the game. You needed a touchdown and a 2-point conversion to tie the game. Why wouldn't you just go for it right there and then play defense from that perspective and then give your quarterback a much better chance of at least tying the game late in the game? But, you know, he made a calculated error, did not follow the analytics, and unfortunately he's going to pay the price for it today.
What do you think the issue is with some of these coaching mistakes that you see in the playoffs, Boomer? Obviously, we talk about the Green Bay one. Then you watch the Buffalo game where they decide to go for 2 points rather than kick the field goal, only being now in two possessions, and then get the onside kick back and be in a position that would be perfect for them.
Yeah, you know, Jermaine, it's a hard job, and it's a hard job to realize where you are in the game and how you respond to that. That's one of Bill Belichick's greatest attributes as a coach, is managing the game while the game is going on and understanding what's exactly happening. So that's why if you just throw this year out for Bill Belichick and you look back on some of the decisions he's made, whether to go for it on fourth and one in certain areas or to kick a field goal or to let the opposing team score, take a safety, all those types of things that he has done in games is amazing. Now, I think a lot of that may be Ernie Adams and he talking during the game and understanding the situations. But a lot of these coaches do make bonehead moves. You know, the interesting thing last night for the Buffalo Bills, and, you know, instead of going into the game, and I think I wasn't the only one that said it. I think a lot of people said it. When you go into Kansas City, you can't settle for field goals. That means you have to be uber aggressive on fourth down when you were on the other side of the 50. And they were at the beginning of the game. And it led to their first touchdown, or I forget what they scored first. But as the game wore on, especially in the second half, they had all these long drives that ended up in field goals. And the field goals are just not going to do it. And you can't assume that they're going to always make a fourth down try. But at the end of the day, it's better to go for it and miss it and then play defense and try to get the ball back than settle for a field goal. Because all a field goal does is it just basically saves the Kansas City's, you know, defense's ass, and then you give it back to the guy who, you know, can score anytime he gets the ball. So I would think that Brady and Arians are probably the perfect match against Kansas City, because they'll go for it on fourth down on the other side of the 50, and they'll do it regularly just because they know they have to keep the ball away from Patrick Mahomes.
Boomer, you played in one Super Bowl during your career. Can you even put into words how ridiculous it is that Brady has been to 10?
The fact that, you know, guys go to multiple Super Bowls, like Jim Kelly lost four of them, it's just hard to imagine. You know, Troy Aikman won three. Terry Bradshaw won four. Joe Montana, you know, who I lost to, our team lost to. It's amazing that you can get back there. And so much has to do with decision-making and the players that you play with. You know, we went with the Cincinnati Bengals, which really counts as 10.
Yeah, that's true.
I kind of get where Tom's coming from, but the fact that he's 43, Danielle, is just it's amazing. And he didn't play great in the second half yesterday, and he'll be the first to tell you that. But in the first half, he played great, and you know, we're all sitting there going, "Oh my God, he's just looks like it's incredible what he's doing." But he is definitely the one that's brought the winning attitude to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. There's no question about that. And his brilliance on the field sometimes isn't really truly measured by the numbers or the statistics. It's really about the presence. And that's the same thing going for, you know, Peyton Manning when he took Denver to the Super Bowl twice.
No, I mean, you can't deny that Tom has not done a great job coaching that team.
Yes.
I love that.
The question of the week for you, Boomer, is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, offices in Dedham near Legacy Place and in Salem, New Hampshire. Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, northeastmenshealth.com. And it comes from a 617 texter who wants to know whether or not you think Aaron Rodgers is done in Green Bay.
I do not. I think he's going to stay right there. He's not going anywhere. They have a great team. He and the coach, for the most part, they see eye to eye. I don't know what Aaron was talking about yesterday after the game, where he said, you know, everybody's, you know, on a short leash or whatever, however he put it. I don't see him going anywhere. Matthew Stafford, different story. There's a potential for Matt Ryan to be moved. There are other guys in the quarterback carousel is going to move, but Aaron Rodgers is not going to be one of those guys. I mean, I couldn't even imagine what it would be like for Green Bay fans to think that Aaron Rodgers would be playing somewhere else next year.
Boomer, when you look at this matchup, Kansas City versus Tampa Bay, the one thing I noticed, Tom Brady, he tries to do a lot. And, you know, maybe every now and then he'll force some of those throws. But this Kansas City offense, man, they're just ridiculous the way that they can move the football up and down the field. If you're Brady, how important is it to limit your mistakes, especially throwing deep balls and not leading to turnovers against this Kansas City team?
Well, he knows firsthand because he's played against Patrick four different times. And, you know, he beat him in an AFC championship game where he had the ball last and Patrick never got it back in overtime. So he knows better than anybody how important it is not to turn the ball over in this game. I mean, this is, you know, if you give Kansas City ample opportunity, they're going to put the ball in the end zone. The thing going into this game now for Kansas City, two things happened when all the confetti was flying that is real. And they lost their starting left tackle, Eric Fisher, to an Achilles. So he's out now. And they also lost Mitchell Schwartz earlier in the year, the starting right tackle. So if you are Shaq Barrett and you are JPP, you're licking your chops. You're going against backup quarterback tackles. And, you know, you're going to have a chance to make plays on Patrick Mahomes. But I thought yesterday one of the big things in the first half was that Patrick was getting away from free blitzers and free rushers while Josh Allen was not. And that was a big deal in that first half yesterday and one of the reasons why the Chiefs had the lead they did at halftime.
All right, Boomer, I know it's early, but who do you like?
I'm going to go with Kansas City. You know, I thought it would be Kansas City and New Orleans. I didn't think Tom was going to get there. But now that he's there, it's been great. But I just think Kansas City with the speed on offense. And we saw this last year against the number one defense in football, the San Francisco 49ers, who truly were a great team. He had a tough three quarters, and then all of a sudden the fourth quarter, he turned it on, let a comeback win. I just think that, you know, Patrick Mahomes has never played a bad game in the NFL. The other amazing stat about all of this, I think Patrick Mahomes has played 53 total games in his career. That's postseason and regular season. This is going to be Tom Brady's 45th playoff game. That's think about
amazing.
That for a second.
Absolutely amazing.
It is amazing. Wow. What
really
a career.
Unbelievable.
What a career. Now, we'll never see it again.
Yeah.
We will never, ever see it again.
All right, Boomer. Great to talk to you. We'll talk to you again.
All right, guys. Have a great week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.